word of God is light. The word of God is truth. The word of God is life. Join God's servant, Apostle Jonathan Shekonia of Family Worship Experience International, as we journey into the reality of kingdom truth.
Come and go ahead wherever you are praying. The Spirit bless His name. Shata Rama Kobroska Belegadia. Rama Mama Mama Shata Balada Brondekate. Lada Branda Rama Shataya. Babalada Broso Kobalada Marada Dadadadadadadadesh. Shata Lada Babrondo Robosh Katekatesh. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now listen, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, I want you to know tonight that darkness indeed will tremble. It's not just a song, it's prophetic, it's a declaration. And I need you to believe this from the depths of your heart. Darkness must tremble. Each time light appears, it doesn't beg darkness to disappear. You must learn these natural things teaches about the spiritual. Each time literal light appears, darkness automatically give way. And tonight, light is about to emit in your spirit. And every form of darkness is about to give way. You believe that, hold the hands of your neighbor wherever you are. And then in 1 minute, pray in the spirit. God bless you, Washington. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Kabarada Bashata da 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 Besh. Jata Barada Bakatekatekesh. Do I have praying believers in this house? Jata Rada Bakobras Katekatebosh. Kabarada Bashata Barada Bakatia. Elada Barroso Paraka Patekobosh. Shata lada brada da 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 Rababae, Kosovelega Takadakayesh, Jatabro Sopelega Teske, Ragaba Shata, Legada Brondo Sopekateka Veredin, Jatabalada Pro Sataya. Come on, pray, Jatabarata Kabe, Ramanda Pro Sopelega Teske. Hallelujah. Now, Jude 1:20, please give us a scripture. The Bible said, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. How? Now read the scripture. How? It said, if you want to build your faith, you want to be a man of faith. He gave you the way out. He said, pray in the Holy Ghost. How many of you know that this week and next week is our week of spiritual warfare? And one of the ways to fight in the realm of the spirit is to shout. And is to chant. So what just happened now was prophetic. For many of you that are maybe not aware of how things work in the spirit, you might think that was just a coincidence. But I need you to understand that is one of the weapons in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says you build yourself by praying in the Holy Ghost. Each time Satan wants to afflict a life, he make him disbelieve the mystery of tongues. We have so many believers that don't believe in praying in tongues. It's not really your fault. Ignorance has affected you. And tonight I bring you the word of God. May you be simple enough to admit it. And listen, even if you are not baptized with the Holy Ghost, we're going to pray in the next 5 minutes. You're going to receive it now. I want you to believe this. Have a childlike attitude. Be like a child in the presence of God tonight. You are not filled with the Holy Ghost. We are going to take out 5 minutes. We really are going to pray before I teach a little. We are going to take out 5 minutes to just pray in tongues. inside, outside, you will do it from the depths of your heart. In case you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, while we pray, something will come on you, and the utterance will be given unto you. Wherever you are, inside and outside, can you pray? Come on, pray in tongues, 5 minutes. Come on, are you praying? Shateke pereteke. Shambra tekete. You are not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost. Receive it now. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray tonight? No, are you ready to pray this evening? The Bible said, as soon as Zion travel, you don't give birth to anything without pains. No, you don't. And I want you to know tonight, in case you are ready for a change, you are ready to shift level, then this meeting is for you. But if you are comfortable with where you are, then you can carry your Bible and go for 2 weeks. Then after 2 weeks, you can return. But for this week and next week, compulsorily, whether you like it or not, if you are in this meeting, either the overflows or inside, something must happen to your life. There must be a shift, a notable shift, a tangible shift. Hallelujah. Now, please give us the scripture. Media, you'll be very fast. You will be very fast. We don't have time. We are really behind time. Give us the book of Psalms 25 verse 6. Now, watch this. The Bible said, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. The next verse. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor the transgressions. The word transgression there is not necessarily a sinner. I've taught you this before. A transgressor is somebody that goes against the principles of the kingdom. You know what the Lord says, you know what the Bible says, but you are against it. When your life falls into this category, what you need is the mercy of God. when you were a transgressor, what you need is mercy. Then he said, according to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake. Wherever you are, lift your hands. Say, oh Lord. Oh Lord. I want you to say this from the depth of your heart. Oh Lord. I apply for mercy. Let your mercy override. Let your mercy override my spiritual lapses, my weaknesses, and my ignorance in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I apply for mercy. Let your mercy override my spiritual lapses, my weaknesses, and my mistakes. Lift your voice and pray to the Lord. For so many, this is what you need for a shift. This is what you need for a shift. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Psalms 90 verse 14. Watch this. Everybody read this. Want to read. It's okay. Listen. If you get a car when you are 80 years old, that car is useless. If you become anointed when you are 80, that anointing is almost not useful. Because how much can you accomplish? Yesterday I was just alone in my house and I was asking the Lord, Lord, please can you help me? I know according to your divine timing I'm behind time. I'm not doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. Can you grant me supernatural speed? Let me tell you something. If you really think you are behind time, what you need is the mercy of God. The mercy of God is what can give you supernatural speed. For me, I know I'm not doing it. I am older than my achievement right now. Right now. The way I am older than the things I'm doing. According to my age in the realm of the spirit, I would have been doing more. I don't know if somebody is angry with yourself and angry with the result you have in your life right now. You're going to pray and say, Lord, I need the mercy of God early. And watch this. In case you really think you are behind time, don't be troubled. This prayer is for you. You are at the overflow. I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. In case you think you are behind time, this prayer is for you. God is about to grant some people supernatural speed. Now listen. Say this after me. Oh Lord, I break out of confusion. I refuse to be stagnated. I break out of frustration. And I decree, oh God, that let your mercy satisfy me. Eli, let your mercy
satisfy
me. Eli, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. I refuse to be frustrated. I refuse to be stagnated. Let your mercy. Let your mercy. Son of David, satisfy me, Eli, with your mercy. Afraid of sweating. In case you are praying so that you don't sweat, you're already missing it. The Bible said, right from the days of John the Baptist until today, now the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and only those who were violent and not received something. Revelation 5:9. Now listen, we're going to pray one more prayer and you'll be seated for like 30 minutes, because this is just the appetizer. We are just starting. We are starting. Watch this. He said, they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God. How has he redeemed us? By thy blood, out of every kindred, out of every tongue, out of every people, and out of every nation. Meaning, in this meeting, there is no Igbo man. In this meeting, there is no Gbagi man. In this meeting, there is no Idoma man. All of us carry the DNA of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says he redeemed you. He picked you out of your tribe and then connected it to a new lineage. Your lineage is no longer an Idoma own. No. So that all the limitations that pertain to that tribe does not affect you. In case they've said your tribe cannot amount to anything, or your family can never amount to anything, that thing does not affect you. As far as you are concerned, you are the redeemed of the Lord. You are a Zionite. One more scripture before we take the last. Hebrews 12:24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling. Complete the last part. Media, don't be faster than your shadow. I know we want you to be fast, but don't rush us. Complete the last part. Meaning every blood can speak. He said the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel too speak. Every blood has a voice. We're going to be using the instrument of the blood from now almost to the end of the service. But listen to the next prayer. You're going to pray and disconnect yourself from the limitation of your parents. Listen, I know your father did well. You like him. But if all you do in life is exactly what your father did, I have an announcement. You are a big failure. Did you hear me? You are a big, without apology. We can quarrel after now. You can beat me after now. But let me tell you the truth. If your level of success, your father had 3 cars, you ended up having 3. I have an announcement. You are a big failure. So in case your father was a millionaire, get ready to be a billionaire. You are going to disconnect yourself from the limitation of your parents. Number one, your parents are nice people, but so many things limited them. In fact, you will disconnect yourself from your clan, from your tribe. There are so many tribes that are known for marrying 10 wives. Some of them are known for drunkenness. That one does not affect you in any way, because as far as you are concerned, you are not a baggy man. As far as you are concerned, you are not a Yoruba man. Something about you is speaking the language of heaven. Yeah. Now listen, one more prayer. Say, oh Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, I escape the limitation of my parents. I escape the limitation of my lineage. I escape the limitation of my bloodline. Come and lift the voice and pray. Shatter the tickets. Lift your hands, bless the name of the Lord. This is just the beginning of the prayer. We are laying a foundation. Something is already happening. Something is already happening. Kabarada bakasitaka. Jata brande kopratekete. Ella doko sopeketeke. Jabrata koko pokosekete. Eraba preskepetina mendeka. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Now receive this. I bring you a prophetic word. Whatever your father was able to do, we bless God for his life. Even if he didn't do anything, at least give him back to you, he did something. But I pray that may you accomplish 10 times, 20 times, 100 times what your father ever did. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever limited people in your clan, in your tribe, right now you are already scared because it doesn't look like yours will be better. I bring you a prophetic word. Grace is released on you to do better. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Be seated if you can. You are outside, say amen. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. Inside, join them. Everybody say amen. Amen. Do you know what? I'm so convinced in my spirit that something must happen. Believe me. Believe me. Prayer is the key. Yeah, it is. This night is not a night of English. If you are not ready to shift level, then this is not for you. Give us the book of Corinthians. Help me with the feedback so that I don't get to lose my voice. Kozata pate kete kete. He's brooding over every darkness. He is cursing. Light is shine from darkness. Yeah, he's brooding over every darkness. He is cursing. Light is shine from darkness. Oh, he is brooding over every darkness. He is cursing. Light is shine from darkness. Oh, oh. are in God's presence. Be seated. Gavate ko gavli kete ketika. Jada koko kuti gidi 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 gidi. Raga gago vega di elamende kagash. Jata rogo zuketi ketika. Errato soto jateke. Rabata lenebosa. Kabro koko gozo zogedi ege. Rabba brozo koto gozigedige. Jata digegedesh. Raman dolodozo, yodozo, yodozo, ezadada tegede korogo togo togo, seketeke, elanodos, katakati alagameshe. Listen, life is a fight. You fight to live. The day you stop fighting, you start dying. Listen, do you know where you are now is the product of a fight? You fought your way through to arrive at where you are now. There were so many times you felt like giving up. So many times the battle was tough. You fought your way through. And can I announce to you, the fight didn't start today. It started from the day your father met your mother. Are you aware? You were not the only one your father wanted to have. He released 400 million of your type. 400 million of your type is what he released into your mother. You were the only one that won the battle. So you conquered 400 million people before arrival. Meaning if you are here on earth and you fell, it's because you've forgotten your identity. Because you've been a warrior before you ever came. You were a fighter before you arrived. You know the problem? Many of us arrive and we forgot. When we saw the population of your environment, you now thought, ah no, this place is too crowded. Meanwhile, you've forgotten the number of people you conquered before you arrived. Brothers and sisters, you are a warrior. It is an offense for a believer not to fight. Do you understand? It is an offense if you are here tonight. I know many of you have all kinds of revelation as a believer, a new creation reality. I mean, believer, you are not supposed to fight. You are not supposed to bind anything. Let's finish these 2 weeks and I will correct certain revelations in your mind. Yeah, let's finish it. Because listen, a man can believe a lie for a lifetime. Are you aware of that? The Bible said, be careful so that the light you have be not made darkness. Meaning a man can carry darkness and walk around with convincing himself that what he's carrying is light. I want you to, as I teach, don't just be quiet. In your spirit, be mumbling in tongues. Even if you can't open your mouth to be mumbling, if you can open your mouth to be mumbling, please do it. You are permitted. And if it's something you have to do within, please ensure there is a groaning inside. Like the prayer of Anna. We must not hear you, but somehow let your lips be moving. Because listen, life is a fight. The battlefield is your mind. The weapons are your words. Life is a fight. The battlefield is your mind. And the weapons you use are your words. So if you are quiet in life, you will die out of life. You must learn to be a fighter. Kadado zotokoyo, eramanando do zotokoyekete, elebranda rosataya. Listen, we didn't just start this teaching and this week because we wanted to. 2 weeks back, while we took the series in pursuit of God's presence, I was in a vision. I was about to start praying around 12 a.m. midnight. And then all of a sudden, I sat close to my bed around where I pray. And I was in a vision, literal vision. This is one of the few times I've literally seen demon spirit. And I saw demon spirit all around. And the Lord laid in my heart to pray. And then I started praying in tongues. In that vision, Kolana Maka Zegetikaya. And watch this. As I pray in tongues, come and see the way demons were helpless. I mean, do you know the way wind blow and leaves are being helpless here and there? It will carry papers away. That's what I saw. Demons were helpless. The prayer, I really was not. I was even amazed. I was looking at them. I said, is this house helpless? These entities are in the spirit. Each time you pray in tongues, many of us do not know. And the Bible says, for they know not. Neither do they understand. If you have not been in the spirit, to know the effect of your prayer in tongues, you might trivialize it. But in case you are like me, that have seen the effect in the spirit, Kayana Nanaya, Era Rosaga, Janta to proskete. Era proskotoya. Listen, this night I'm about to displace some demons from Massacre. I mean, we will literally carry them out of this environment. At least in my little life and my work with God, I've been privileged to conduct deliverances. There are times I'm casting out devils and you hear the demons say, please, but why are you sending fire on me? Do you know something? Each time you shout fire here in the realm of the spirit, what literally I fear is flames of fire. Do you understand? I'm not trying to hype you or teach you something. Each time you shout fire in this realm, I've seen it in the spirit. I'm not trying to tell you something I've not seen. It's like you are now. If you just shout fire, whether it's by mistake or consciously, there are certain demons you confuse for a moment. You get them restless and helpless for a moment. So imagine if after this service, as you are going home, all you are doing is gagayaga zate kete erroros kete kete lambra bozo sotoya erra legatika tika shataya. Do you know what? Listen, there are certain meetings you should finish and not take okada. Not because you don't have money. No, you want to bet something on your way back. You want to bet something. You keep your money and on your way back, people might not understand you. They might think you are mad now, but with time they will see the result. You enter the taxi going back home. You don't need to talk to anybody. As you sit, when you drop where you are supposed to drop, remove the money and give. As they are giving you change, collect in tongues. You are drunk. You are not yourself. Listen, I'm teaching you to be brutal in the realm of the spirit. I'm teaching you to be brutal in the realm of the spirit. If you think life is tea and bread, get ready for a frustration. I can almost guarantee you. Please be seated. Listen to this. Let me give you two testimonies as I continue the teaching. One time this happened, I listened to a great man of God share these two testimonies. I think it will bless us and give you an understanding. One time, a man collected a landed property of a family. And then they dragged him to court. The lawyer they hired died before the next appearance. They hired another lawyer. Then the man went and met the lawyer. He said, have you not heard? The lawyer that wanted to do this case died. So I announce to you again that before the next appearance, he won't be here. And exactly, next appearance, he was not there. He was dead. The judge was attacked by a stroke and he too died. Then the seventh lawyer, not many lawyers died. The seventh one came and was on the case. And the man met him after the first session. He said, have you not heard? Six have gone. You are the seventh. Why not leave this case? Because if not, on the next appearance, you won't be here. The man looked at him. He said, there is a name. Gadadada Kabashata. Raman Broza Teketia. Listen, not everybody is killable. No. You will be making a big mistake if you think everybody is a chicken. There are certain people that an attempt to kill them, you will die before getting to them. Yeah, I can almost guarantee you. The man told him, he said, there is a name above all names. Papa Yeketeka. Jambro Teke. If I be a child of God, I will be here and you won't be here. On the next appearance, the man was dead. The lawyer came. That's how the case was over. Because he was no longer alive. Brothers and sisters, listen. Life is a battle. Whether you are a man of God or not, the way you are quietly seated, you think you are not after somebody, but somebody is after you. This world is like a jungle where you wake up in the morning, start fighting. Because it's either something is after you or you are after something. You just have to start fighting. That's jungle life, my brother. If you woke up in the morning, just start running. Either you are running after something or something is running after you. So the way I am, whether the enemy is after me or not, I'm after him. No, I'm after him. The best way to fight is to be at the advance. Don't retreat. You should be the one causing the trouble. I know there are many believers who say, Apostle, be careful. Don't look for his trouble. Who? Tonight, we are going to do some fights in the realm of the spirit. Let me just run through the scripture. Please be seated for a while. Give us a scripture. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. Let me help you. Look at this. For though we walk in the flesh, that each time you see me, I might have a physical body. That's what it means. I might be living in this body, this container, walking in the flesh. He said, but do not be deceived. The war we fight is not against flesh. He said, we do not war. Not they do not. We do not. Every believer is in a fight. He was talking to believers, not unbelievers. You that think you are a new creation person and you don't need to fight, get ready. You will appear in heaven uninvited. Of course, you arrive, you will get here. But God will ask you, why are you here, brother? Because you still have so much assignment. Why did you choose to die? Brothers and sisters, death is a choice. I will show you a scripture in time to come where Paul the apostle said, I think it's time for me to go. It's a choice to go and it's a choice to stay. The Bible says, for we walk in the flesh. I might be the normal me walking around the street with my jeans and polo. He said, but the fight I fight is not a physical fight. Next verse. Then he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You don't use machete and stick. No. The weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down. And listen, people, a stronghold is anything that have held you captive. You've done anything possible to break out. You can't break out. It is called a stronghold. You have prayed. You've fasted. You've done everything. You've made vows to God. I can't do this again. And you find yourself back into it. It's called a stronghold. And the Bible says, if you are a spiritual man and you have the weapons of fight, it said you will pull down those strongholds. There are many. Poverty is a stronghold in your family. There are many of us, premature death, sicknesses are strongholds. They've held almost everybody captive. But tonight somebody is breaking loose. Someone is breaking loose. He said, then shall the prey of the mighty be free, even the lawful captive delivered. Something is happening this night. Next verse. Then he said, casting down imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. There are things God wants you to think about. But listen, each time Satan wants to afflict you, each time Satan wants to fight you, he gives you a thought that is not consistent with the word of God. That's why I told you that the battlefield is your mind. It's your mind. Any battle you lose in your mind, you will lose here. It's just a matter of time. Any battle you win in the spirit is just a matter of time. You are a victor here. So he said, when those thoughts come to your mind, it's your responsibility to cast them down. It's not wrong to have them, but it's wrong to entertain them. Philippians 4:8. We are coming back here, but give us quickly. Let me show you the things the Lord wants you to think about. The things your thoughts should be precipitated upon. Things you should think about. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever thing are what? Are true. You are supposed to think on true. Whatever thing are honest. Whatever thing are just. Whatever thing are pure. Whatever thing are lovely. Whatever thing are of good. So if any man tell you are a failure, tell him your announcement came too late. You believe honest report. You believe good report. Then he said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what did he say next? Meditate on these things. Think on these things. Don't just think because you failed yesterday. Then you camp around your failure. And everything you think about is failure. No. He said, whatever thing are of good report, whatever thing are honest, think on these things. Then Romans 12 verse 1. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies holy, acceptable to the Lord, for that's your reasonable worship. But then imagine, you are holy, you've been presented to God, you are now his own. Guess what he said, next verse, and do not be conformed, next verse, to this world. Don't think like the people in the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Cast down every imagination, any thought pattern that is not consistent with what God is saying about you. Get back to Corinthians. There is a fight. This is not the verse we hear. Verse 5. Karuzata, casting down imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of the truth, the word of God, and bringing into captivity everything, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Brothers and sisters, God expects you to fight. I want to show you three reasons why you must fight. You must just fight. Psalm 144:1. The first reason why you must fight, listen carefully everybody, is because God expects you to fight. Say it, God expects me to fight. Now everybody look up, read this, one to read. Blessed be the Lord, my strength. Everybody loud and clear. Who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers? Jana no 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 skeya. Who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers. If you are not a fighter, God will be surprised. If you don't fight, God will look at you and be surprised, because you don't carry his DNA. Remember, the Bible calls him the Lord of hosts. Each time you hear the Lord of hosts, it means a captain over a battalion, a captain over a fighting army. So your God and my God is a fighter. If you don't fight, you don't have his DNA. If you choose not to fight, you don't belong, you don't have his DNA. The Bible says he's the trainee, he's the one training your hands to fight and to war. Listen. You might not understand what I'm doing, but check me out in 5 years' time. Ekato soto yeke, ramambrosa, cast your bread upon the water, and after many days, jata rakoto elegedesa, jambro kote kete, eladosa, rata preke kete, kapa yekete. God expects you to fight, like that man, that lawyer. If he was quiet, he would have died. Listen, and it wouldn't be God's fault. It would be his fault for refusing to fight. If you die now, it's not the will of God. No. Don't deceive yourself. I know we've tried to console ourselves when something happens. Okay, it was the will of God. Brothers and sisters, not every happening is the will of God. There are certain things we permit by ignorance and carelessness. But listen, if there is anything that has been happening around you, and maybe you've not taken note of, or you've been careless about, I want to draw your attention to it. And I want you to be ready to fight, because you are breaking out. No, you are breaking out. God expects you to fight. Number two. Why must you fight? Because every believer is a soldier. And it's an abuse to militancy not to fight. Every believer is called a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:3. He said, thou therefore, endure hardness as a what? No, as a what? As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Next verse, 2-5. No man that warreth. Listen, he said you are the soldier, and if you are ready to fight, he said you do not entangle yourself with the affairs of civilians, so that you might be able to please him who chose you to fight. Meaning God redeemed you to fight. He chose you to fight. Verse 5. If a man also strive for mastery, if you want something in the realm of the spirit, he said it is not given to you until you fight lawfully. If you want to have it, you must fight lawfully. One more scripture. The same Timothy 4 verse 6. Shala nakora bekeziyata. For I am now ready. Look at this. No, watch this, watch this. Paul is saying, I'm now ready to die. Meaning there were times death came and he told death, I am not. Look at what he said. He said, I am now ready to be offered. And my time of departure is at hand. It's not like it has come. I will choose when it happens to me. There was a time they beat Paul the apostle to death. They dragged him out of the city believing he was dead. And he told himself, no, it's my choice to die. And then he woke up again and went into that same city. It's a choice to die, brother. Next verse. I have fought. The Pauline epistle that you are basing your revelation on to tell us not to fight warfare. He is the same person telling you now that me, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Meaning it takes fight to keep your faith. It takes fighting to keep your faith. It takes fighting to finish strong. If you are not ready to finish strong, then hands up, don't fight. But if you want to finish strong, he said, I have fought a good fight. Jonathan have fought a good fight. Janakaya, verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me, Jonathan Shekoya, when I'm done, because I'm fighting here. I am. And not to me only, but to everybody seated down here. To everybody under the sound of my voice, we are fighters. One more reason why you must fight, and then we will start praying. Listen, the third reason why you must is because the world is programmed with wickedness. The world is programmed. It's already, Satan has programmed it. Remember, he has been here for 6,000 years and above. Before your arrival, he has been working, programming the earth for wickedness. So that even the people you are not after are after you. 1 John 5:19. He said, we are of God. And we know that we are of God. Now read the last line. Everybody want to read. And the whole world what? Lieth in what? The whole world lieth in wickedness. Listen. Whatever has been pursuing you, you want to stop, you will pursue that in this night. Let me share the second testimony I need to share with you. A lady some years back who won this beauty, whatever they used to do, Miss Nigeria. She had reached the peak of her career. I mean, she had reached the height of it. Then one time, there was an opportunity for her to meet the president. In that meeting, guess what happened? While they were to go, somebody's phone was missing. Nokia phone. Some of you have heard the testimony. Was missing. And then they started looking for the phone. And whose phone? It was a dignitary using this touchline Nokia that is not even expensive. And then they decided to dial the number, and guess what? The phone was ringing in her. It was ringing, and right there and then she was dismissed. When they told her mother, look at what the mother said. He said, this thing followed her dear too. He said, this one followed her dear too. Because the mother steals naturally. Even if she don't want to steal, she can just come and something will be missing. And she's the one. All the siblings in the house, all the ladies and the guys, if they enter an environment, please check closely. Something must be missing. It was like it was following everybody from the mother. And the mother lamented and said, it followed her dear too. Brothers, the whole world lieth. There are some of you who sleep and wake up and see marks on your body. I ask you a question, who marked you? Answer me, who marked you? You think what it was an angel that came to give you those marks? You are joking. You are joking. Some of you will wake up, or one time you want to wear a particular cloth, you remember the cloth is not, you see that the cloth is not there. For many of you, it's even your inner wears, you realize they are not there. Sometimes back, a very tough guy in Kefi, you know this campus guy, the sister had been inviting him to meeting, he would refuse coming. Then the sister graduated, and then he started coming. You will come once a while, at another time you won't come. I didn't know that his boxers used to get missing, and he was claiming a big boy as if it was nothing serious. One day he went to his room, wanted to wear one boxer he kept under his box, and he realized that the boxer was there, but someone came and tore it at the middle of the boxer, tore it accurately and left with the particle. There was no trace as to whether somebody opened the zip, but the boxer was torn. And he ran to my house fidgeting and shaking. He said, sir, it has reached the peak. Now they carried it on a normal day. I didn't think it was a problem. Now, brother, if you think you are a big boy, nothing has happened yet. When something happens, you will know there is a need for fight. You will know there is a need for fight. There are demons, there are forces. The Bible said arrows fly by night, some fly by day. If you are not careful, even the one that was not sent to you can catch you. But God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. The whole world lieth in wickedness. This is why you must fight. You must fight. And this night is that night. Please give us one more, two more scriptures, and then we'll start praying. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Listen, and this fight, do you know Satan don't get tired? How many of you are aware? He said it's like the roaring lion, right? He told God, he said he goes to and fro. Listen, he's like a small child. When you tell a small child, not even a small child, like a puppy. How many of you know small dogs? If you tell the dog not to touch this, it will now start touching another thing. Don't touch this, it will start touching another thing. That's how Satan is. You will rebuke him out of your finances, then you go and start playing with your relationship. That devil is a liar. This night, you rebuke him from your relationship. Before you know, your ministry is now going like this. You rebuke him from the ministry. Now your academics is up. No, come on now. Listen, you are going to put him where he belongs this night. This night, look at what the Bible says. Give it to us. Be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, your enemy, whether you think you don't have enemy, you don't hate anybody, but there is somebody who hates you on consistent basis. He said your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he might devour. Listen, seeking whom he might devour, meaning it's not everybody he devours. It's not everybody he devours. There are people he meets and he just allows them pass. There are people he meets, they are a threat to him. Let's read through. Rakata. And then the Bible says, whom resist steadfast in what? In faith. Resist in faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Meaning you are not the only one that need to fight. Every believer is a fighter. The last verse. Watch this. But the grace of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered what? I want you to look at your Bible. Look at this. After that you've suffered what? A while will make you what? perfect, establish, strengthen, and he will even settle you for the past. Listen, pray in 1 minute. Say, Lord, every prolonged affliction, the Bible says, after you've suffered for a while, you can be seated or stand, anyone, but pray in 1 minute. Every prolonged affliction, I bring it to an end now. Under this anointing now. Now, come on, pray now. Now, come on, pray now. And then we'll pray. 1 minute, just 1 minute. Please give us one more scripture. James 4:7. Submit yourself therefore to God. That's why we started by praying the prayer of mercy. We are not a confused people here. We started by applying for mercy, because everybody's prayer must be answered. Even if you came in here and you've done something wrong, the prayer of mercy we prayed, you are forgiven now. Now, believe what I'm telling you. It's a strategic prayer that must command resolve. When you submit yourself to God, then he said you will resist the devil. And what will happen? You will flee. He will flee. Whether you're a man of God or not, just submit. Then resist him and he will flee. Our scripture we read, Corinthians 10, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 10, 6. Watch this. And having in readiness. Are you ready this evening? No, are you ready this evening? Having in readiness to revenge, to punish. Some translation will say punish all disobedience. Whatever has been working against the word of God in your life is called disobedience. So he said you will punish all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled. And it's fulfilled by the mercy of God. Are you ready to pray this night? Because listen, something must just happen. Something must just happen. Leke bruna neke videgesh. Ela kwa neke zakrate krado. Rogoto soto toto 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 sha. Eraka baba bashata la daga barabiata. Eraka baba shata ya. Lekoto kokoto kokoto. Eraba tekete. La branda brado soto.
Beloved, build up your faith. By praying in the Holy Ghost. Are you praying outside, inside? If the word of God comes down,
Just a warm up. Are you warm up enough? Listen, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, we are going to take 5 prayer points. 5. Even if you fall under the anointing, continue. Because for some of you, certain things might come on you, or certain things might lead you. When they lead, please continue the prayer. Continue. Power must change hands. Please give us scriptures. Job 5:12. If you are tired of your level, you will pray. Now watch this. Watch this. Now concentrate. Watch this. Outside, are you with us? Outside, are you with us? You are with us. Shout amen. Now watch this. The Bible says he disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Meaning there are certain wicked people, their business, their enterprise is to do wickedness. Genesis 50 verse 20. Genesis 50 20. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Rana mano soto do yodobosha. Now watch this. I want everybody to watch this. Look at the screen. It's projected inside and outside. You will read the first sentence loud and clear, as if it's your life. Want to read. But as for you, Ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. One more time, read it. But as for you, meaning whatever you went through, and the enemy thought it was for your harm, God is about to reverse it. No, believe me, God is about to bring a reverse. Psalm 34 verse 5, the Bible said they looked up to him, they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. First prayer point, everybody lift your voice loud and clear. Say, Lord, let every trace of shame and reproach.
Let every trace of shame and reproach
in my life,
in my family,
in my assignment,
in my ministry.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Let every trace of shame. Name we pray.
Amen.
Whatever look like shame in your life and reproach, it is swallowed up this night.
Amen.
By reason of your faith and prayer, it is swallowed up this night.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Proverbs 6:31. Do we have it? Kola mana kabarata. It says a thief, if he is found, will restore sevenfold. He was talking about a thief from the previous verse. Then he said, when he is caught, he will pay back. Are you ready to get it back? He will pay back. And if he has to put his whole house in hock, he will have to sell it to pay back. Listen, there are many of us here Satan has bankrupt you of so many things. There are ideas that you would have gotten to rise to a new level, but it has not arrived yet. Satan stole it. God is about to restore it.
Amen.
Satan will pay back. Do you know that the Bible said the thief cometh not? That's Satan. But to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now pray after me. Say, whatever the devil took from me,
whatever the devil took from me,
that is responsible for my present limitation,
that is responsible for my present limitation,
I command an instant restoration.
I command an instant restoration
by fire,
by fire,
by fire,
by fire,
in my family,
in my family.
Whatever the devil took away,
whatever the devil took
in
away
my ministry,
in my ministry,
whatever the devil took away,
I
command a sevenfold restoration by fire.
By fire.
This is what I took your marriage, it is returned back to you now.
Amen.
He took a job that was yours, is restored to you now.
Amen.
He took an admission that was supposed to be yours, is restored to you now.
Amen.
He took a result of yours, I declare restoration now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The next prayer now is strategic. Very strategic. For so many of you, certain things have held you captive. You are going to pray now with brutality and annoyance. Lift your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus.
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 I break out of every circle of failure.
I break out of every circle of failure.
Listen, listen. For some of you, failure has become a normal thing. Even right now, if you know if you try it, it won't work. Not after this prayer. Not after this prayer.
Amen.
After this prayer, you will go back to that same ministry and it will respond.
Amen.
You will go back to that same business and it will respond.
Amen.
For some of you, it's an addiction. It's manipulation of the enemy. Pray again. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break out of every circle.
I break out of every circle.
Of failure.
Of failure.
Of manipulation.
Of addictions.
Of addictions. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I break out of
every circle.
Of failure.
Manipulation.
Manipulation.
In the name of Jesus. Lift the voice and pray wherever you are.
Let's get this.
know my joy? Let me tell you this. We're going to pray two more prayers. My joy is that many of us are praying this prayer early. You don't understand? That you are not old before you pray this prayer. And in case you are old, pray for yourself and your children. But for many of you who are young in this place, congratulations, because you are paying your price now. Believe me. The Bible says it is good for a young man to bear his yoke when he is young. When he is young. Now listen. The next prayer is this. For me, after this prayer, I expect to see supernatural expansion in this ministry. Believe me. And in my life as an individual, I don't know what you expect, but this is a prayer point. Any man that have decided to speak over your life, and then he has fixed you to a particular level, that you can't grow above that level, in finance, in ministry, in the anointing, if he's a man, let him be laid to rest. For me, I want to grow above this level.
That's right.
I want to grow above this level.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now listen. The Bible says, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. You are going to pray and say, Lord, whatever the devil has done to my life, to my family, to my ministry, that had placed me on a particular level, this night I break out by fire, and whoever is responsible,
whoever is
be laid to rest.
Be laid to rest.
Do you understand? Do you understand? Now repeat it after me. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Whatever the devil has done.
Whatever the devil has done.
To my life.
To my life.
Family.
Family.
Finances.
Finances.
Career.
Career.
Ministry.
Ministry.
That have blessed me.
Has placed
me on a particular level.
On a particular level.
Whoever is responsible.
Whoever is responsible.
This night.
This night.
Let them be laid to rest.
Let them be
laid to rest. Let them be laid to rest. By fire. Come and lift your voice and pray.
Lift your voice and pray. Yeah.
The last prayer. I prophesy to more than 10 people here. In finances, this one is finance based. Before this time next year, you are going to be a billionaire. I don't know how. I don't know how. But I bring you the word of God. God is raising more than 10 millionaires here. Before this time next year, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. And listen to everyone under the sound of my voice. May God multiply your result 10 times.
Amen.
Before this time next year, whatever level you are now in result, may God multiply it 10 times. May God multiply it 10 times. In the anointing, multiply it 10 times. In business, multiply 10 times. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The last prayer. Please be on your feet if you are kneeling. Any demonic programming around my life, anything that has been monitoring my going out and coming in,
fire.
Listen. Let me tell you something. Listen. Satan is not his duty to be monitoring you. The Bible says he has given his angels charge over you, not demons, yes. Not witches, yes. Not wizard. Meaning, if there is any witch that is monitoring your life, he's doing it illegally.
That's right.
If there is any demon following you around, it's an illegal contract.
Fire!
Shatakoratekete. You're going to pray and say, Lord, please hold it a little, let them hear. Any demonic programming around my life, any man, woman, boy, girl, demon that is monitoring me around, ensuring I don't rise, ensuring I don't get a job, ensuring I don't get the admission, ensuring I don't break through in the spirit, ensuring the finance don't get to my hand, this night I feed you with the blood of Jesus. I feed you with fire. I feed you with fire. Come and lift the water and pray. Pray. Oh, Koyana mami zo 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 zo. Korana mani ga zo 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 zo. Ela gabara da ba ga ba la da ba ga da. Herra la ga ba da ga ba da ga ba da ba da. Herra ga ba da ga ba da ga ba da ga ba da ga ba. Jo pro go do go do go do ga 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 ga. Raga pro go po so to do 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 do. Pro go po go po so to do 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 do. In 1 minute, can you declare the things you want to see in your life? In 1 minute, declare increase. Declare increase. Declare expansion. Declare favor. Declare breakthrough. Come on, declare. Declare. Your hands. Lift your hands. I want to sing a prophetic song. And then I will minister to a few people in 10 minutes and we are done for tonight. Wherever you are, all you need to do, I want you to connect in faith. Because after this song, I'm going to make declarations. Can I hear the key, please? Everything that was lost is restored unto you. Whatever was stolen has been returned unto you. Dimensions, help her. Outside, I see the angels of the Lord ministering to a number of you. Even inside, as I sing this prophetic song, there is a massive ministration. The return of favor, mantles of favor, mantles of fire, encounters. Everything that was lost has been restored unto you. Everything that was stolen is returned to you. Every year of labor, years of affliction, there is restoration coming to you. Every year of affliction. Everything that was stolen, lift your hands, is returning to you. Whatever has been taken away is coming back to your family. Dimensions in the spirit are coming back to you. Encounters that were lost has been restored unto you. Finances that were lost has been restored unto you. Lift your hands wherever you are. First of all, I see the mantle of favor. Mantle of favor. Whatever look like darkness in your life, in your family, in your career, and it has been attracting so many negative happenings. Right now, the fire of God is burning away that evil mantle, and it's being replaced by the glory of God. I see a number of you, that favor is truly landing on you like fire. Wherever you are, take it now. 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 For many of you, you've labored, your family have labored, and you labor, there is nothing to show for it. Right now, I stretch my hand and I pull you out of that level. I pulled you out of that predicament. The Bible said the angel looked at him and said, come up hither and I will show you greater things. This night I call you up. Come up hither in your finances. Come up hither in your spiritual life. Come up to new levels in the spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now just be still wherever you are. Outside, inside, whatever still look like darkness is leaving now. Just lift your hands. Just lift your hand. Just be still if you can. Whatever look like darkness, I send the fire of God and the light of God all across this hall, all across the overflow for a spiritual sanitation. This is going to happen in the next 2 minutes. A spiritual sanitation. Whatever looks like darkness, after all of this prayer, is still hiding somewhere. Lekuna matekeke yena no zayaga rekoko feketia. Lift your hands. Let the Spirit of God move in this house. Move in the overflows. Let there be a spiritual sanitation. Darkness, go. 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 Let light shine now. 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 The fire of God chase out every darkness. You can't stand it. Go! 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now finally, before I make the altar call, stretch forth your hands before you. You have prayed this night, but stretch forth your hands before you. In the name that is above all names, as your hands are stretched, I declare, Lord, that you hold every hand now. Hold every hand now. 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 Help everyone to rise to new levels. Please be full of faith. See the Lord truly laying hold of your hand. This is not a jamboree. No, 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 no. You have to believe God. Let the Lord hold your hand. In the area of your business, let him hold your hand. In relationship, I see God holding your hand. In academics, I see the Lord holding your hand. For some of you, it's ministry. I see the Lord holding your hand. Just be still. Lord, hold every hand here. Drag them to the next level. I truly see a lifting in the spirit. Believe me. Believe me. It's happening to us in concert. I see almost everybody rise. 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 Oh, keep rising. Keep rising. Keep rising. Keep rising. Keep rising. Is an acceleration in the spirit. Keep rising. Keep rising. I see a number of you outside. Everybody rising, rising, rising. The Lord is laying hold of those hands. Laying hold of those hands. Some of you, your hands will literally be shaking. Some of you, you'll see your hands literally shaking. Some of you, you literally feel cold sensations on your hand. Some, the fire of God, rise, rise, rise. Rise, rise, rise. I see a young man in the overflow. All the young men, can you lift your hands at the overflow? That is a challenge in your family, and this is the word of the Lord, that you will be the first to break out of it. That is a particular, you've been crying about it, but hear the word of the Lord. You are the savior. And as I speak right now, let the fire of God fetch you out. In fact, I see more than one now. Let the fire of God fetch you out. At the overflow right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Young man, take the fire of God. Come out of it. Come out of it. Come out of it. And you are empowered to bring others out. Come out of it. Come out of it. Those of you who backed up during the prayer, can you come to the front row here? Please, those of you lying down, can you give them space? Give me my jacket. Please hold your hands together. Lift your hands higher. As I pray for them right now, I see a number of people coming into what they are coming into. Get ready. Everybody lift your hands. Take it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Please lead this way. Come this way. All of you on this as it's lift your hands. Lift it high. Are you ready for something? I literally see the fire of God coming on you. 1, 2, 3. Take it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Lift your two hands. The mantle of favor. Oh, rise early in life. Just help them. All of you here, can you just lift your hands? I want to stretch forth my hand towards you, even those at the cross. You are across the road. I stretch forth my hand right now. I needed to believe the Lord. I came out for a reason. Everybody must receive something. My hand is not just my hand. At the count of three, right now, as I stretch my hand, receive a touch of the Spirit. 1, 2, 3. Receive it now. Receive it now. It's a touch of the Spirit. 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 Just felt it. One man, the Lord visit you this a supernatural touch right now. Right now. Where is this lady?
Just touch me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You won't be average. Here at this overflow, everything that was lost is being restored now unto you. Believe it. Everything that was stolen is restored unto you. Hey. Those of you in the first two rows here, can you hold your hands together? I see three people the Lord is touching. Yes. Hold your hands together. Lift it high. At the count of three, I see a number of you God is touching right now. Right now. Right now. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Take it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yeah. those people at the crossroad, can you just lift your hand? Please. Of the Lord Jesus, I stretch forth my hand. Believe me, whatever it is you are trusting the Lord for, I'm releasing my faith right now. For some of you, I see people the Lord is giving a new job very soon. Among those of you at the crossroad, please, when the job comes, come and testify. Help them, help them. There are stones around that environment. Help them. Come on, oh Jesus. Help them. Kedava Shata. Yerago. A new level to all of you. Help them in the name of Jesus. A new level, 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 new level in the name of the Lord Jesus. You dear, particularly with that native that has a white stripe, you, that guy there, touch him for me. You know you are the one I'm talking to. Yes, touch him. Let him look at me. Just look at me. No, stand there, look at me in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the oil of God upon my life, I declare that God shifts you to a new heart. Right now. Right now. Help him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh. Lord favor you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to speak one more prayer over everybody, but you know you are under the sound of my voice and you are not born again. Just run forward quickly. You are saying, this night, I'm tired of joking with my life. After praying all of this prayer, you must be right with God. Wherever you are, run forward quickly as I pray this last prayer over everybody. Are you coming already? Please come. Whether you are the overflow, come. We are waiting for you. Come. Quickly, come. Come. While everybody just stand, let me speak the last prayer over you. God bless you for coming. God bless you for responding. Thank you. Thank you. You are a wise person making this decision. Watch and see your life change. Watch and see your life change. If you are coming, join them quickly. We are waiting for you. You are very important to us in this house. We can wait for you. We are not in haste. Because of you, we can wait. Come. Just begin to talk to the Lord about your life. Tell him to forgive you and take you back today. Just ask him to have mercy on you. Those of you kneeling down, talk to the Lord about your life. Meanwhile, everyone under the sound of my voice, I speak one more prayer over you. I told you the weapons we used to fight are words. It's they are words. And so what I'm talking now is a weapon I'm sending in the realm of the spirit. And now watch this. Let me do this illustration so that you understand what I'm saying. Please, camera, you follow us because there are people at overflow. Let them watch. Who do I use? Anybody come? No, just one person. Alright, I'm going to send you. Right? Go and touch that young man with his hand lifted. Just lift your hand. Just go and touch the palm of his hand and come back. Video it. Let somebody help the young man too, because something is coming on him. I know it's an illustration, but it's an impartation also for him. Alright. Watch this. Come back. Hey. So he could not even come back. How do we finish this illustration now? But watch this. Watch this. I sent him. Do you know what was guiding him? The word. No. I want you to see how powerful words are. I told him to go and touch that young man. No, watch this. What was guiding him was not. How do I say now so that you understand what I'm trying to say? What was guiding him was the word. The book of Proverbs. He said, my son, depart not from my word. Meaning the word of God can guide you. You can choose to depart from it. So I sent him. He's an intelligent person. But the word was more intelligent than him. Now he was following the word. It was the word he was following. Listen, each time a word is declared over your life, if you are a wise person, you should know that that word is a personality. The word is not English. I've told you that the language of Jesus, the language of God, is not English, it's light. And light is a person, Jesus. So when I say the Lord go before you, when I declare favor on you, do you know what is happening? There is something remote controlling your life. It's called favor. So you have to just walk to where favor is. Anywhere that is not favor, you, that word will not allow you to get there. Do you get what I'm trying to say? If I declare that your life is preserved, let me tell you the truth. Demons should gather themselves together. They can't kill you. Because a personality called the word is going before you, ensuring that that word finds free course in your life. I speak over everybody here. I speak with revelation. That's why I'm trying to bring you into what I'm saying. It's not just English. So when I speak, I speak by revelation. So that is not, I'm not just a preacher. Believe me, there are many of you who can preach better. I'm not just a preacher. I function with an apostolic anointing, and I speak by revelation. When I say it, you see this young man, you saw the result by just a word. Now he's coming back according to the word. If I had told him, carry your Bible and start going home, it's the word, he will carry the word. That's why he's obeying. So right now, any devil that has terrorized your life, by the mystery of the word of God, Keta nono zozoga, ele prinde ke proskopetia, le kese kete kete ke, joa le teke, ela tos ketaya, bambros kete. Any demonic programming around your life, I pull it down now. Like the bird that escaped from the snare of the fowl, I decree that you are escaped. You are escaped. You have escaped. From now, whatever is yours, look for you. Wherever your portion is, God will lead you there. The word of God will direct you to where your portion is. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If there is anything that is yours or belong to your parent or to you, and it has not come into your hand yet, and it's in the hand of a human being, I stand with an apostolic anointing. I declare that let that human being release it now. Let that human being release it now. Let that human be released now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Finally, I alter your present level. In ministry, in finances, in favor, in career, in your prayer life, I declare that your present level is no longer your level. Rise to a newer level. Rise to a greater height in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call it done. I call it done. Can you just begin to bless the name of the Lord? For those of you here kneeling down, I declare and decree according to your confession, may your sins be forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, pray after me. Say, Jesus, today, forgive me. I am yours. I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, the grip of sin be broken. The Lord uphold you, honor you, and keep you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Can you just stand, go out, and let the counselors attend to you immediately. In the name of the Lord Jesus, rise to a new height in your walk with God. And I declare and decree that you will live and fulfill destiny. No man born of a woman can kill you. I'm seeing one or two person who has been scared of death. Please don't be scared. I speak to you under God. No man can kill you. Your life is preserved. You will fulfill destiny in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. We are honored to have you. It will be our joy to have you again next week as we press into this series and finish up together. God bless you and we love you. Thank you for coming.
We know that you have been blessed. You can follow us on our Facebook page at Family Worship Experience International or contact us through our email, familyworshipexperienceaog@gmail.com, or through these numbers, 090-6368-2271, or 090-9491-8989. Remain blessed.